Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I have an update about the Sefer Torah and the 13s holding it.
Oh, yeah.
It was Bonsby United Synagogue, so you were right in there. And they did it regularly.
Really?
Very, very regularly.
Yeah. What happened?
With the Sefer Torah.
Here.
With a cut on holding the Sefer Torah for me.
Regularly?
Regularly.
Why? Because they always have nine, basically.
Yeah, they always
have any regular Miss Palin they
have.
What's that?
It's an actual synagogue show.
Really?
Which show was that?
Very interesting.
You told me that it's a party show.
The rabbi's a party show.
I see. Oh, I see. Okay. Maybe that's when. Was regularly there was only nine people. That was the.
It was very hard to get me there. They always just used the.
The Sefer Torah.
Always, yes.
Very interesting. Okay, so there you go. So it's really. It's really happening, yeah. Okay, I'm not saying it's right or wrong, I'm just saying that it's happening.
Yeah.
Okay. Simon Samech Aleph Rabbi, so we continue, we're going to be learning lots of the correct pronunciations during Kiryat Shema. We're up to Simon Samech Aleph Si Zayin, and this is the first one tonight. Yadgish Bedalet Sheloi Tei Keresh. Yeah, you should emphasize the Dalet. They shouldn't sound like Keresh. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Don't say the like Keresh, because it would mean very, very different. Very different meaning if you do a Resh. It's not a common. It's not like a. It's not a simple mistake.
I think that's more aimed at how we said yesterday to pronounce the Dalet.
Yeah, the Yadgish B'Dalet Shalikir. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So yeah, I suppose you might. Yeah, Lo Yachtu Beches V'Lo Yach Be'Aleph. So everything should be done in a balanced way. The Aleph should not be too long, and the Ches. So everything should be done in a balanced way. Furthermore, also loy mashma Yisrael shtei pa'om. You're not to say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Don't say it twice. Just for good measure, don't say Shema Yisrael twice.
Does it mean the
pasuk
or the word?
No, it means both. Actually, also loy mashma Yisrael shtei pa'omim. Ben shekoyf al ha'teves, shoyim Shema Yisrael. Ben shekoyf al ha'pasuk rishon. So you can't even say Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And you can't say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So that's it's a serious issue.
So here's the shaila. Since Kavana and Shema.
Very good. That's exactly what we need to be.
Shema without Kavana.
Very good. So this is a good point. Because what the question asked is that if... Yeah, you're not allowed to say it twice. First of all, why are you not allowed to say it twice? Says the Mishnah Berurah Kodesh Chobeis, what? Yeah, absolutely. Mishum deniri kilu mekabel of shtei malchis chas v'shon, because in shtei rishus chas v'shon, because in a way it would sound like Shema Yisrael to one and chas v'shon. We can't even say it Shema Yisrael, to a second chas v'shon kind of malchus. So therefore, you can't say it twice. Yeah. Very good. So the mission. Very good. So that's exactly what we asked. That's what the Mishnah asked as well. V'imloy kiven meikora. What happens if you had no kavana? So we know that we learned yesterday or 2 days ago that kavana for Shema is makev. And if a person failed to have kavana in the first pasuk, he's not yotze. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do if a person realizes Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and he just realized after Hashem Echad, he realizes that he was actually just thinking about the recession. Or he was actually thinking about the cost of living. Or he was just thinking about the weather. That it's just incredible. Always making plans for the winter holidays. But all that in this echad. And so he was thinking of everything. He was thinking of everything besides being mekabel ma'ol machos shemayim. So what are you going to do now? But imloy kiven meikora afilu belachash osu. She says... Sorry, v'imloy kivim meikor yachz v'ikor belachash. Do it a second time, but do it quietly. Do it quietly. So if you're in a Sofek, Sofek the Raisa Lechomer.
It's not a Sofek. Like,
if you know you don't. So he gives us the advice. Just do it quietly. Do it a second time, and do it quietly. Then there's no problem. The whole problem is to be makabel two things. If you do it quietly, it's obvious that you're repeating the. There's only one. What if there's nobody around? What is nobody around? So here the Mishnah Berurah says, if there's nobody there, you're on your own in your room, you can say it as loud as you want, even the second time around. So in other words, the only problem of saying Shema Yisrael twice is because other people are going to say, hey, why is Beresh saying it twice? Must be that he thinks of, of two things. So that's no good. So no, but if there's nobody there, you can do it twice. No, that's no good. That's no good. Now, what about Mishmu continue?
Is it a problem to continue a little bit, one more pasuk, and then go back?
Interesting. I don't know.
Is that getting around the problem? Or is that still
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know.
Is saying Shema Tzai only when it's consecutive, nothing else in
between? I don't know. It's an interesting question. Let's see if he's going to help us with that. Kshekoy ki Hashma al mitosay. What if you say ki Hashma by night? Before you go to bed, mutaliko is called a pasha velachzaliko. You can say it twice. There's an Indian of falling asleep. It was an Indian of falling asleep whilst having divrei Torah in your lips and saying Shema. So therefore, the question asked is: what if somebody is saying Shema and he wants to say it a second time around now? Just because in order to fall asleep. Yeah, I know. It's for me like very strange. Just the idea of what he's saying. He's managing to say the whole Shema and he's still awake. Like, what's wrong? His person is suffering from insomnia or something. I don't know. He's like, he's saying Shema and he's not. He's still. So.
There's a lot of other things he could say.
Yeah, I know. But you're right, of course. But the question is, can he say Shema, the old Shema? And can he say a second time Shema around? So he says, yeah, that's fine. So. He's saying the entire Shema and go back. You can do that. Some say no, there. You should avoid saying that. Some say don't say. You can't say the whole Shema a second time around. Besides the first pasuk, some say no problem. But on your bed, you can say Shema over and over again. That's the first opinion. Second opinion says it's okay to say it many times over, besides the first pasuk Shema Yisrael, Shema Elokeinu Shema, that you don't say a second time round. Okay. What's that? Let's hear. Where is that? Siv Kotten. Chafhei. Al mitos mashma dafka al mitos kedel leishtaka b'shelim mitoch ki Hashma shum shmira. Mokam acha also liko is afilu pasuk kulo shtei pom. Yes, that's right. But on that, yeah, on generally you can't say the entire Shema twice. Okay. Say if you don't have Omer Shmoris Beslichas Yom Kippur, but Tfilis Neila, Shteber and Pasuk Shema Yisrael. Yes, and Amdom Shlol Omer. By Slichas there was a menek to say Shema Yisrael twice. Similarly, by Neila, by the end of Neila, what do we say? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What do we say after that? Right. So first of all, the Shema Yisrael. How many times do we say Shema Yisrael? We say once. Some seem to have had the custom of saying it more than once. He says, if you have a minute of saying it more than once, no, don't. That's a classic case of not saying Shema over. You can't say Shema twice. You can't. Yeah, that's right. And we're going to speak about it similar. Yeah, but this pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu cannot be said loud twice. So therefore, he says, those who have the minute of saying Shema by Ne'ila twice, tell them to stop that minute. It's not a great idea. Now. I think that's what you're referring to. If Russell points out, if you'd base Hashem Elohim, how many times do we say it?
Seven.
Yeah, so is that good news or bad news? Problem or no problem? Oh, very good point. It's a good question. A good question. I think the answer, I didn't think of it, and I didn't see anybody speaking about it, but I think the answer is because everybody said it once. Everybody said it once. It's very good. Shall you repeat it? Yeah, the chazan should repeat. That's, it's really fascinating. Yeah, maybe that's very good. Yeah, yeah. So Hashem Elohim. What about Hashem Elohim? Can you say seven times Hashem Elohim?
Well, we do.
We do. שאומרים אויסוי ביום כיפור בתפילת נעילה שבע פעמים, מינק כושר, no, that's a kosher minik. It's a good minik. Hashem Eloikim, Hashem Eloikim, Hashem Eloikim. Why? יש אומרים, says the Ramah, יש לי זוהר של אלנו, יש על שום ברוך שתי פעמים אומן. Similarly, says the Ramah, Hashem Eloikim, that's okay, you can say seven times Hashem Eloikim, that's okay. It's not like Shema Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, you can't. Hashem Eloikim, you can. However, in terms of Omein, you can't say Omein twice after a bracha. So why is that? Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chof Zayin. What is the difference between Shema Yisrael, which you can only say once, and Hashem Elokim, which you can say... What's the difference? Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chof Zayin, three lines from the bottom of this edition. Shema Shapchen Leboire Yisbach Shedo Lemalem Shever Yikim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is praised as he lives... Lemalo above Sheva Rikim, higher than seven Rikim, seven heavens. So we are praising him. I think the point is that we're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu is seven Rikim high. Are you satisfied with that response? Not really. I'm also not fully clear in it. Gam Motzinu Mikro Shtei Po'om Hashem Elohim. We also find in the Pasuk, by Novi, in Gabelion, by Har Carmel, it was also said there a few times, Hashem Elohim, Hashem Elohim. So we find that in Novi, we find that Klal Yisrael did it, so it must be the right thing to do. That's evidence. That's evidence-based. We find evidence in Sefer Melachim that it's the right thing to do. Okay, but we still don't understand why. Yeah. So the question is why? What about Bor? You pointed Bor, Sheng, Vachsul, Elam, Vahed? So he addresses that. Umar Shoyim Shalosh Pa'omim, we say it three times. Baruch Shem Kvod Machusoy Leilam Va'et, Yom HaKippurim, Gam Kein Mutter, that's also okay. To Lechoshev She Reshuyos, it doesn't look like we're addressing two Reshuyos, two Koiches Chas V'Sholem, Ela B'Posuk Shema Yisrael, Shurik Kabol Masuch Shema, because only when we say Shema Yisrael, that's kind of addressing Kodesh Baruch as the King. That you must make totally clear, there's only one. Don't say it twice. Hashem Ueloikim, and also, Baruch Shem is kind of more. I'm not sure what I'm saying now. It's a bit. It's less. I don't know. What's the thing? Why can you say that twice or seven times? Hashem Hu Elohim, as opposed to Shema Yisrael. Shevre Kiyas. I don't know exactly. So yeah. So the Gabbai that he said Kivin Shekibel Ol Malchus Shemaim. Since it's et Shema Yisrael, ain't chashash b'amiris Baruch Shem k'vachsoy le'ilam v'ed. You'll see me p'am echot. Because Baruch Shem is maybe less of an issue, because since it's et Shema Yisrael once, so now it's obviously you're referring to one HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so after you can say Baruch Shem a few times. Okay. But in terms of Hashem Elohim, he says that. Yeah, Hashem Elohim. Yeah. Okay. Don't say Amen twice, the Ramah says. Don't say Amen twice. Gam ken nichze kishter yeshua, says the Mishnah Berurah. Okay. That's a posting in its own right. Yeah, that's what Mishnah Berurah says. Vimu oim omen v'omen, that's permitted, because that's a posting in its own right. Yeah. See, if Yud Gimel, we continue. Acha postulation. Tzorich loima, after we say Shema Yisrael, we say Boruch, Shem, Kvoit, Malchusoy, Loilom, Voet, Bechashai, we say it quietly. Yeah, that's the common Minik. What about if you didn't say it? If you didn't say it, you go back. What if the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad V'Ahavta Hashem Elokecha, and you don't say Baruch Shem or Yoytze Shema, or you're not Yoytze Shema?
Okay. Just when we say Baruch Shem,
you missed out. You don't say Baruch Shem. It's part of Shema.
It sounds like from the Chazal.
Yeah, so it's an anti. Very good. Yeah, but of course you're right. Mishnah Berurah does say in Sifkot and Choftes, Baruch Shem, v'im lo yoma, yeishteis ben apoiskim imachzirin oisoi. But of course, the b'diavad yoytze. This is a machloek as to whether he has to go back, but certainly the b'diavad is yoytze. Yeah. Now, we continue. See if you don't tzorich lahafsik me'at ben lo'oilom v'ed leve'ohafto. We say, Baruch Shem, k'vamachzor lo'oilom v'ed, full stop. Ve'ohafto. Short interruption. Why? Kedei lehav signal to interrupt. Ben kabbalat machshmaim, except in Kodesh Baruch Hu's malchus, lesha mitzvah to these other mitzvahs. Remember, Shema Yisrael is a mitzvah sederaisa to be kabbalat machshmaim. Ve'ohavto, by reciting, by saying ve'ohavto, that's an additional mitzvah. That's separate mitzvah. So since there's two mitzvahs over here, one is the mitzvah of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, and one is the mitzvah of Ahavta, which is a separate, distinct mitzvah. You've got to separate it. How do you separate it? You put a split second in between. Okay, so that's what he says. צורך להפסיק מעט בין לעולם ועד ואהבתו, כדי להפסיק מקום שמיים לשם מצוות. ויש להפסיק בפוסגרשן בין ישראל להשם, ובין אלוהינו להשם השני, כדי שינשמע שמע ישראל, כי השם שהוא אלוהינו השם אחד. שמע ישראל, השם אלוהינו השם אחד. ויש להפסיק מעט בין לאחד לברוך. You also have to make a short interruption between Echad and then Boch, Shem, small split second in between the word Echad and Boch. In other words, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, you give a split second time before you continue Boch, Shem, and once you come, Boch, Shem, Boch, Shem, another split second to will have to. You have to give it a bit of an interruption. Sif Tezvav, Tzorech Lafsik Bein Hayoim La'alibavecha. You have to make a small interruption between the word Hayoim to Alibavecha, Bein Hayoim Le'ava, Shlenire Hayoim V'doimocha. You have to make those interruptions. Tzorech Lafsik Bein Nishba La'Hashem. You have to make a short interruption between, short stop between Nishba La'Hashem, Kedei Lehatim Yofi Ayin, Shlenire Kehei. How do you say Ayin? How do you say Ayin? Yeah, so that's where we get stuck again. That's one of those things again that we are really bad. Because we say the ayin like the aleph. Yeah? When we say nishba, but us, there's no difference in nishba. Yeah, we don't do that difference. But the sfadim, they say the guttural ayin. Nachon? The guttural ayin. And there's no question about Rabbi Yisai, it cannot be that two letters in Lashon HaKodesh sound the same. Can't be. Yeah, we, of course, this is something that in the generations, we lost it. But there's no question that it should be two different sounds. Every ois has got a sound. But us, the aleph and the ayin sounds the same. And this is you know, it's a problem. So, therefore, the Shulchan Aruch makes a lot of sense. The Shulchan Aruch says, צריך להפסיק בין נשבע להשם, כדי להתאים יופי העין, you should emphasize, you should stress, the ayin, שלא יתעניר as כהי, that it shouldn't sound like כהי. Yeah. It's interesting, by the way, that Reb Nosson Adler, that's what they say, Chassam Sofer's Rebbe was Reb Nosson Adler. Chassam Sofer had a Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler, he was a from proper Yekish Ashkenazi stock, we're going back 250, 300 years ago, they say that he had, he brought in a Sfadi, I don't know from which Messiah of the Sfadi, I don't know if it was American or Syrian or I don't know where Tunisian or where else? Maod Yesh. From Iraq, I don't know from which Messiah it was. He called one of the Sfadi and he taught him how to pronounce correctly. They said that Nosson Adler said that from that he had trained how to say Shema according to his father Shavara, and they said that the Nosson Adler continued throughout his whole life. So they say that he said Shema in the Avor of the Sfadim because it's more accurate. Yeah, I don't know about the. Yeah, I suppose the vowels are the same. Yeah, I suppose vowels are the same.
The Sfadim are more slack with the
Heret
differences and the
Comets
and the
Pasuk.
They're
the Sfadim, I think that's already, if I'm not mistaken, the fact that the Comets and the Pasuk,
they mix up.
I think that's just the, that's, I think,
the
I think that,
re-
the what, the?
The
Segoil? Yeah, I don't know, because I tell you, you have to check with the real Sephardim, because I think that some of it has been watered down because of the Ivrit. So the Ivrit makes no difference between the Pasach and the Comets, for instance.
They don't do Comets off. From Yemen, that's got the most perfect, sorry, would never do with the
Comets. They'll do the Comets.
So they've
got maybe perhaps other, yeah.
We're lacking a few continents.
And then but we've got other, yeah.
They're lax with the vowels. There's no perfect system.
No perfect system. That's what it boils down to. Okay.
We both need each other.
We need each other. Okay. Yeah, okay. I think that
there's a part in that are Ashkenazi.
That's also one of those. You should the zayin of tizku. The Leute stammer tizku shouldn't sound like tizku. Payment or tizku. Yeah, tizku or tizku. Which both mean, don't say tisku, that we do the mitzvahs in order to get the rewards, tisku, reward. It should be tisku, or schar, reward, yeah. It should be tisku, a zayin, which is in order to remember. So we've got to make sure to say the zayin, the zayin, as opposed to this. So that should be emphasized as well, because it's a completely different meaning. Yudkash Yud shall Shema Yisrael shall Tivla shall Tire Aleph. You should say Shema Yisrael. V'chen Yud v'Hoyu should also emphasize the Lishtame v'Ho. So these are all these letters should be emphasized properly. So Litin Revach Ben v'Choro La'af to Lishtame shouldn't say v'Choro Af. That's also, that would be a completely different meaning. So you should make sure to say v'Choro. And a short stop after that. So I chlit in revach ben teva shetchilos kesoyf teva lefaneo. Should make a short stop when it flows in. Kigoyin, such as b'chol levavcha. It shouldn't sound like b'chol levavcha in one word. You should make sure that the lamets are separate. Al levavchem. Also, the two lamets. So we're going to make sure that it's an al levavchem. B'chol levavchem. All these double letters should be. Yeah, since they're back to back, they should be emphasized and stressed. Shouldn't sound like it's one word. Esev besavcha. That's really interesting. I don't know what he means over here, because it's two vase. Esev besavcha. Esev besavcha. I don't get it. It's a vase and one is a base. I understand. Al levavchem bechol levavchem. I get that. Yeah, you have to. It's two lamets. Yeah, but esev besavcha. One is esev, which is a vase. And besotcho is a base. I think that Taimanim, Svadim, Yekes, Svadim, Ashkenazim, wherever you come from, you're going to make a difference in the base and the base.
I think you can run them into each other.
Asev, Asev, V, you can't run into it. V, B. I don't know what he means. Very, very interesting. I know it's the same letter. But I know it's the same letter. Just go on the. I don't understand, but it sounds with the base. What do you think? Asev, V, B. The Avadatem Mehi, what? But how can...
I think it's more good reason for me.
Okay.
Fundamental, I think the Krishna's got a certain number of words in
that. Yeah, yeah.
Is it connected to the Shas...
245.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you merge words into each other... Even the ones where
I understand. I know, but the point of Shulchan Aruch is make sure. Make a stop between the letters that naturally get merged. So understand, if you've got two lamets, you tend to merge them. If you've got two lamets, you're going to run into two vase, but you're not going to merge a vase and a base.
Yeah, you've got identical mergers, and you've got kind of like clumsy mergers.
Okay, vavadatem mehera, I get that as well. I understand. Vavadatem mehera, stop in between. Haknaf pasil. What do you think about that?
Even if you've got even if you've got similarity of words,
it's used different parts of your lips.
It's the same letter.
It's
just one
to
one.
I find it hard to understand.
Maybe that's
sort of
people are not
mad
at the base,
pay. Now, what the Mishnah says over here, I also am not sure what he means over here. Look, it's if God Almighty Gimel, b'chol levavcha, it doesn't mean you should actually interrupt between. You shouldn't stop in between. She says, no, it doesn't mean you should stop in between. Rather, what it means, you should only read, you should just read in a way that it sounds that it's two lamets. Don't stop. Just make clear it's two lamets. How do you do that? By stopping. You've got to stop, but don't stop. Just make sure you understand it's two lamets. You should stop, but I suppose you're a very gentle stop. Mekev bein time, ki beloy mekev tzorich likus b'cholim b'makev b'komets. Let's see chof alef. Rabbi Yisrael, we continue. Tzorich b'chol alef sh'ach ha-mem sh'lafzik b'ineim. Whenever it's an alef after, mem should stop. K'goin. V'limad tem oysom. Yeah. What happens if you don't stop? It sounds like one word. V'limad tem oysom. So you could make a stop after the end of mem. V'limad tem oysom. Ukshatem oysom. V'samtem es. Don't do v'samtem es. But with some time, S. Urisem oisoi. Uschatem S. Vasisem S. Shloe nire kekorem moisom meis. So you should make sure that, yeah, otherwise it would sound like somebody's dying there. So you got to make sure that it's not, doesn't sound like meis or moisom. Just make, read slowly. Seif chobeis, gentlemen. Seif chobeis. Yeah, the Mishmur adds a lot more cases here. Yeah, v'avadetem le'macherim ve'ineichem asher zoinim achreim. Yeah, v'atzar es asher Hashem. Lots of cases. Okay, so if chov beis. V'av p'psuk in the zimut filetzuch le'dakte pekach. He says, you know what? I know we've been talking about Shema. Of course we've been talking about Shema. But he said also p'psuk in the zimut, you should be pretty careful. Yeah, so you should also try to make give some clarity. Generally speaking, it's not a good idea to try to be as careful as possible. And he says, and if Mishnah says, so why do we speak about Shema if it's relevant to everything? Hey, Mishnah says, he says, yeah, because Shema is more crucial because there we've got a clear Mesorah as well as that's Yichud. Zichut Shemaim. It is perhaps important to emphasize that the poskim say that the Izalim Utschos, why we're not so careful. And Izalim Utschos, certainly when it comes to Pesuk and Izalim, perhaps by Shema a little bit less, but some people are Melam Utschos that. You don't have to overdo it. It's a bit like common, like this general speech. You don't have to be more over articulate, like in an OCD way. If you're more like you don't have to be over articulation. If it's overemphasized, you don't have to. Yeah. Okay. Rabbi said to summarize, we learned this evening. We learned about the various words that have to be emphasized properly. The Aleves. We said we can't say Shema twice. We spoke about Kiryas Shema Shalemit. You're allowed to. Hashem Elohim is not an issue. Saying twice Amen is an issue, and we also said Baruch Shem K'vachsus should be said quietly, and then various additional examples about what has to be emphasized, and etc. Okay, good evening, gentlemen.